Good morning, Johnston Chapel family. It's wonderful to be gathered together in spirit, even though we can't be gathered together in person here in our auditorium this morning. Now, we don't want you getting too used to this whole worshiping in your pajamas thing. But we do love you. We're thinking about you constantly. We're praying for you. These are uncertain times. But we will not stop singing about the goodness of God, about the unfailing love of God. I think about the words of Paul in Colossians 3. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. We have a wonderful opportunity to hear stories from the ministry of Celebrate Recovery this morning. Stories about God's grace to call a people out of darkness and into His marvelous light.
All right, good morning. Great to see you. Well, not see you. Great to worship together this morning. Let's all sing together, I Saw the Light.
Filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more a darkness, no more a night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. And like the blind man, that God gave back His sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away. To the home on God's celestial shore, sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, He is the light.
We are definitely blessed here at Johnson's Chapel to be able to be in your homes today. And one thing that has really helped my ministry push forward here at the church has been Celebrate Recovery. That was one of the first ministries that I was a part of. And this next song that we're getting ready to sing is one of the one of my favorite songs that I started out with. It's by Zach Williams. It's called Chainbreaker, and it just speaks of the whole truth of Jesus Christ wiping away all of our stains and our chains and taking our pain and washing it all away. Thank the Lord that we have Jesus Christ to do that. You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day and dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old life. We've all run for things we know just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Yeah. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. Yeah. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel He's a way maker. If you need freedom, saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. If you need freedom, saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker.
Redeemed.
wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be, 'cause I am redeemed. All my life I've been called unworthy. Voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You said,
church. I'm redeemed.
Yes, I'm redeemed. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. I am redeemed.
Well, amen. What a blessing it is to know that we are not the same, that we've been redeemed and we've been changed by the blood of Jesus Christ and what He did for us on the cross. Amen. It's the point in our service where we worship through giving. We have two ways that you're able to do that this morning. First of all, you may give online and on our website at johnstonchapel.org by simply clicking on the button that says online giving. They're right below the banner. You may also, if you prefer, mail in your check to the church. The address is 984 Halls Ridge Road, right here in Princeton, West Virginia, and the zip code is 24739. Let's lift up that offering in this time of giving and service as well to our Father. Most gracious Lord, we ask that You would take the offerings and the gifts this morning, Lord, that You would use them for Your honor and for Your glory. Lord, that You would give our church body, our leadership, wisdom in using those. Lord, that we may further Your kingdom. Lord, that we may honor You through every way that money is used. Father, we think of our missionary, Miss Miriam Wheeler, and her new role at ABWE as their medical director, Father. And we pray for wisdom for her, Father, as She's responsible for over 1,000 missionaries. And during this time of sickness across our world, Father, we just pray that, Lord, that you would work in her, that you would use her, Lord, to bring peace and to share your love and your grace with those missionaries and their concerns in so many different places. Father, we lift up Kirsten Pennington to you, Lord, in the bladder infection that she's suffering from. Lord, we ask that you would subside the pain that she's experiencing, Father, and also the concerns about premature labor. Father, you have a specific time when that baby is to be born. Lord, may it not be any sooner or any later than what you have planned. And just pray that you would work in their hearts and lives, Lord. We also think of Chris Strange and the brain surgery that he's just had, Father. He's looking at a long road of therapy and a long recovery because of that serious surgery, Lord. And just pray for him, for Miss Lynn, as they walk through this. Lord, show us ways that we can be a blessing to that family as a church body, Lord. Lord, we also want to lift up the Rose family to you in the passing of Brother Jim. Lord, we pray for your comfort for Miss Carol and that whole family, Lord, as they walk through this challenging time in their lives. Lord, we pray for your peace and your comfort, Lord. Lord, we also want to lift up this service today. Thank you for Celebrate Recovery and the ways that you use this ministry to bless others, to draw them to you, Father. And we just look forward to hearing the testimonies of the amazing ways that you have worked, that you are working, that you are moving in people's lives and hearts. Thank you for this opportunity, God. We also want to lift up the COVID-19 to you. Lord, our leaders and our government, our governor and our president, Donald Trump, we ask for wisdom for them, Father, as they seek the best course of action for our country, for our state, and here in Mercer County as well. Father, we lift up all those families that are suffering from this, from sickness. Lord, that those that have lost loved ones as well. God, pray for your peace and comfort, Lord. And we just look to you through these challenging times. Well, we know we can depend on you, that we can trust you, Lord. We ask for opportunities for us as a church family to share the gospel, to further your kingdom, Lord. Ways that we can be a blessing to our neighbors and our friends right here in our community. Father, thank you for opportunity to meet together in our homes this morning. Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, as we gather with many churches across the nation doing it the same way, Lord, may you be honored. Lord, may you be glorified. May the worship be sweet to your ears, Lord. Father, we thank you, we love you, and we praise you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh Lord, my God.
Today, amidst all this craziness in life, I just encourage you, we can always sing, "How great is our God, and how great thou art." So I encourage you, let's sing this chorus one more time together as a church.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Good morning. Hello, my name is Pastor Jim. I'm a grateful follower of my higher power, Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can take the hurts, habits, and hang-ups out of my life. I am powerless to rid myself of these things. I need the power of His might. I have completed the 12 steps. I follow the 8 principles, and my old life can now take a hike. I pray you will soon join me on this journey, and a new life you find, I promise, you will like. I'd like to say thank you to the church for all of its support for our Celebrate Recovery programs, both here at the church and also at the jail in Welch, and for the support we get for the work at the juvenile detention centers in Princeton and Mount Hope. We started Celebrate Recovery in 2013. We continue to reach out to our community in a number of ways, and have seen God do a lot of great work. We started Celebrate Recovery on the inside in 2015. We are seeing God do great things at the Welch Stevens facility and the courthouse facilities there. Recently, I spoke to one of my first graduates of Celebrate Recovery Inside at Welch. He was released 2 years ago. Since that time, he has gotten married. He has a job. He's bought a house. And he and his wife are expecting their first child. He told me just the other day, he said, Jim, none of this would have happened without Celebrate Recovery. At Celebrate Recovery, I found Jesus and I found healing. And my life has never been the same. He said, I'm so thankful that for that night I came down. You guys did not give up on me, and God did His work. We could repeat story after story of that. Some things we can talk about, but because of anonymity and confidentiality, there are some things we can't. But we have a number of guys that we keep in contact with that have gotten out. Also, a number of young men from the juvenile detention centers that have been released that we stay in contact with. I've asked three of my guys to give an account today. Our jail team, our CR team and jail team consists of John Robinson Jr., Steve Powell, Michael and Becky Bolton, Blaine and Sheila Donovan, who do our discipleship courses, Bob Hager, and Tony and Pat Miller. So I've asked Steve Powell, Tony Miller, and Bob Hager to come and give a report and let you know what's going on at Welch Stevens and at the juvenile detention centers, and then I'll follow up after that.
Good morning, church family. My name is Steve, and I'm a grateful believer in my higher power, Jesus Christ. I am a believer who presently struggles with anger, control issues, and fear of the future. I have had many other issues that God has allowed in my life to guide me to Him. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step recovery program based on the 8 principles from the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 10. I am truly blessed that God has led me to Celebrate Recovery, not only showing me about my hurts, habits, and hang-ups, but showing that I need His grace, love, and guidance. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." This journey with God has provided me an opportunity not only to learn about myself, but how God desires for me to live a Christian life serving Him. This path has provided me a sponsor, accountability partners, and the Celebrate Recovery team showing me how to grow in God's love, grace, and wisdom. Our Lord says in Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 40, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me as a guest. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous answered him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you as a guest, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me." This verse shows the desires of God and how we should interact with each other. Celebrate Recovery provides us a way to live out the desires of God. I have learned that what I have received, I must also share. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8 says, "Freely you have received, freely give." The Bible coupled with Celebrate Recovery is a plan of action for sharing God's Word. Our church's Thursday evening Celebrate Recovery, the Philippian Ministry at Sam Perdue Juvenile Center, the Gene Spadaro Regional Juvenile Center, and Celebrate Recovery on the inside at the Stevens Correctional Center has provided a way that has allowed me to love, grow, and serve. I invite you to be in prayer that God touches your heart also to love, grow, and serve our community. In serving our community, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11 states, "If anyone speaks, let it be as the oracles of God. If anyone serves, let it be by the strength that God provides, so that in all things God will be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." I wish that each of you could see how God is at work in these programs and our lives. Most people think Celebrate Recovery is about alcohol or drug recovery, but Life's Healing Choices, Celebrate Recovery Participant Guides, and Celebrate Recovery Inside covers countless issues such as forgiveness, worry, resentment, loneliness, perfectionism, legalism, control of others such as your friends, relatives, and coworkers, codependency, divorce, anger, workaholism, overeating, sexual abuse, physical abuse, loss of loved ones, and many more issues too numerous to list. I have found that we all need healing from our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. I encounter individuals from all backgrounds, nationalities, religions, beliefs, having all types of issues that have affected their journey on the road of life. The Bible shows many stories of people's hurts, habits, and hang-ups, and how God instructs us to overcome these issues. The Bible and the Celebrate Recovery program are tools providing a pathway to recovery. I would like to share many stories that have touched my heart, the issues that are beyond belief, and the many life-changing decisions and blessings. If I were able to share their stories, the spectrums of emotions would overcome you and me. I have seen great sadness, pain, loss, confusion, suffering, horrific actions of others, hatred, and the list could go on. Due to anonymity and confidentiality guidelines, I can only share the following. God never wastes a hurt, a habit, or a hang-up. Principle 8 of CR in helping us recover, but further allows us to use the lessons we have learned so that we may help others. The Bible, Life's Healing Choices, the Celebrate Recovery Participant Guides, and Celebrate Recovery have provided me the tools to encourage, provide self-discovery, hope, healing, salvation, and an understanding of God's plan for our lives. The Philippian and CR teams have witnessed many changed lives, individuals receiving and professing salvation, baptism, and now having a personal relationship with God. It is so awesome and humbling and inspiring when you see an individual work through their hurts, habits, and hang-ups, and they have a light bulb moment. Aha! I understand my issues. I see what I need to change for having a true understanding of God's purpose for my life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." I'm going to discuss about one of our juvenile centers. Sam Perdue houses approximately 22 male juveniles from ages 12 to 21 years old. Sam Perdue is a long-term facility that has mandated programs that must be successfully completed. The center has a broad range of training opportunities and educational programs. These opportunities and programs help establish a successful foundation for these young men to learn to build successful life skills, installing confidence, responsibility, and pride. Over 25 years ago, the center allowed the Philippian ministry of Johnston Chapel to hold a weekly religious service to help in the building of these successful life skills. The center has afforded us the privilege not only to share the Word of God, but to become members of these young men's families. We continually see the desire of these young men to be involved in healthy, loving relationships. Many, if not all of them, have never seen what a healthy family relationship is. Our Philippian team show these young men about the love and grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Over the years, we have seen many young men learn about themselves, grow spiritually, and see their need to have God in their lives. Each Sunday, we are allowed 1.5 hours to share and be involved in the lives of these young men and correctional officers also. We share the Word of God, show movies, testimonies, videos, songs, poetry, play games with Christian themes. Every resident looks forward to us coming. We share sodas and candy, and they love just being loved by us. I am always astonished at the conversations and questions we get every week. Our team has led young men to Christ, and we have been blessed to baptize several young men and have their family members present. Being part of their family, we have been involved with the staff and the residents for recreational activities, holiday festivities, and high school graduations. During any and all of these functions, sometimes we are the only family that some of these young men have. This is such a humbling thing that God has allowed us to be involved in the young lives and be their family. The young men also get an opportunity to give back by giving back to the community, by volunteering to make crafts for nursing homes, participate in plays, and perform their talents for community leaders and volunteers at the center. The focus is giving back to the community. The Philippian team has been the beneficiary of several of these arts and crafts made by these young men. Several of these items can be seen in our CR hall and Pastor Jim's office. I would like to end with Celebrate Recovery Creed from the Celebrate Recovery Ministry at the Sierra Conservation Center in Jamestown, California. On the road to recovery, we are changed when we accept God's grace and forgiveness to solve our life problems. We are changed when we become willing to share our experience, strength, and hope with one another. Each of us needs repentance and recovery to live life the way God intended. We need fellowship and accountability to help us grow. We need to utilize biblical truth that we need each other to grow spiritually and emotionally. By working the 8 recovery principles, we maintain freedom from our life's hurts, habits, and hang-ups. This freedom creates peace, serenity, joy, and most importantly, a stronger personal relationship with our loving and forgiving higher power, Jesus Christ.
Good morning. I'm Tony Miller, a grateful believer in Jesus Christ who struggles with anger and anxiety. Celebrate Recovery Inside is a program that takes the faith-based ministry of Celebrate Recovery inside prisons. For the past 3 years, I've been part of a program that is involved in bringing the Celebrate Recovery to the Stevens Correctional Center in West Virginia. The Stevens Correctional Center consists of 2 units, one housing approximately 300 male inmates and one housing approximately 100. Each Wednesday night, our team visits both of these facilities to provide spiritual guidance to assist these inmates in coming to Christ and then learning by self-examination and self-actuation to overcome the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that have previously controlled their lives. Our ministry primarily consists of teaching the 25 lessons of the program, sharing testimonies and other spiritual encouragement and support, and working through the Celebrate Recovery 12-step program with the inmates. To accomplish this program within the prison context requires some adjustments from our conventional program that is used in the church, as it is necessary in order to conform to the prison regulations including security concerns, time, and personnel restraints. Although we strive to keep the program as close as possible to the model established by John Baker at the Saddleback Church, we have had to modify such things as alternating the large group worship sessions and testimony times due to time constraints. This past year, we have expanded the ministry to include separate visits to both units on Mondays to allow sufficient time for small groups at each facility to work through the 12-step programs. Each of these small groups is led by an inmate who has previously completed the 12-step program and received Celebrate Recovery leadership training. Our usual group size is 15 to 20 inmates in the larger unit and 10 to 15 inmates in the smaller unit, although this varies due to transfers, paroles, and release of the inmates. We have seen God do miraculous work in the hearts of these men and have witnessed several inmates complete the program very successfully. We have also been privileged to see the men improve attitudes and conduct as a result of God's working in their hearts. One of the most important aspects of this ministry is the development of a caring support group for the inmates to help them understand that God truly loves them and that by His grace they can be forgiven for the sins in their lives. By treating them as persons who God loves and valued enough to send His Son to die for, we encourage them to live as Christ would have them to. The program manager at the facility has shared with me that we often have a greater impact on the prisoners than the paid counseling staff, simply because we come as volunteers to show them God's love and to try and help them. In discussions with other CR Inside ministry leaders, we have found that here in West Virginia, we are privileged with greater access and ministry freedom than that is available in many other states. We have found the principal needs of these believers are somewhat similar to many of us. The first, to courage to live for Christ in a very challenging environment. The second, the strength to avoid slipping back into former habits. The third, a support group of believers on the outside to join with after release. And fourthly, allowing the Spirit of God to lead them in ministry. I'd also, Steve talked about the San Perdue Juvenile Center. I've been involved in the work at the Gene Spadaro Juvenile Center in Mount Hope. It's a slightly different facility. In addition to our regular Celebrate Recovery Inside Ministry at the men's prison, in March 2019, we expanded a related ministry to juvenile offenders to a facility in Mount Hope, West Virginia. This unit, named the Gene Spadaro Juvenile Center, houses 20 to 25 juveniles, 18 and younger, with about 25% of that population female. Since this is an intake facility, the population is quite dynamic, with the duration of stay varying greatly based on evaluations and available placement in other suitable programs. Our typical ministry involves using contemporary Christian music to explain a theme such as God's love, grace, hope, fear, or provision. A total of about 30 minutes each week is spent listening to songs and the discussion of how these songs relate to that theme. Following that time, the remaining 30 minutes that we have is spent on one-on-one talk, receiving prayer requests, and building relationships. Each of our teams includes a woman member who the young women residents seem to be most comfortable relating to. Often, both young men and young women will ask for a team member to pray with them for special concerns. This has proved to be a very challenging ministry as it deals with needs, backgrounds, maturity, and ages that vary greatly, and often very limited time to build relationships. Despite these challenges, we have seen God work in the lives of these young people and witnessed dramatic changes in the lives of some. In our first year, we have seen three young women and three young men accept Christ as Savior and begin Bible studies in God's Word. Many others have indicated a desire to change their direction to avoid continuing the lifestyles that resulted in their presence in this facility. Each week, most of the residents share with us prayer requests, which usually consists of family, friends, personal issues, and pending court appearances. Another blessing we have witnessed is that we are not only ministering to these young men and women, but to the corrections officers as well. Since we minister on Sunday afternoons, we often are accompanied by the same officers week after week. They are always with us in the room, watching the videos, listening to the messages, and hearing the gospel. During Easter Sunday meeting last year, an officer said that we were his church that day as he was on duty all day until evening. Despite the challenges, this is a very rewarding ministry. We see God's hand working in the lives of these young people, and we trust in His completing His plan for each of their lives. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Bob, and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I struggled for years with alcohol and anger. I'm the junior member of CR on the inside. I've been working with the team for about 6 months. I've been a part of our regular Thursday night CR since 2014, so I do have quite a bit of experience working with people who have hurts, habits, and hang-ups. CR on the inside has been both a challenge and a blessing for me. Sometimes prisoners are looked down upon as not worth much, but God doesn't look at them that way, and neither should we. I personally look at them as God's creation that Satan has bound with the chains of sin and shame. Christ can set them free. A prisoner is just the same as you and me. They have surely made mistakes in their lives, but haven't we all? Excuse me. At CR on the inside, we try to show them how to learn from their mistakes. God never wastes a hurt. He can use the pain to help them recover if they will only let Him. We help show them the way to forgiveness from their sins. We cannot fix them, but we can point them to the one who can. I tell them that you don't have to be behind bars to be in prison. When sin dominated their lives, Satan already had them captured. The good news is the physical bars in prison that keep them locked in cannot keep Christ out. That's why we work diligently to show the love of Christ to each inmate. We have a prisoner that has made such a change that his wife called Pastor Jim. What did you guys do to my husband? She said, he's a different person. She was so excited about the change in her husband, she realized that she needed to make changes in her own life. Pastor Jim led her to Christ. CR on the inside works, but sadly, because of the coronavirus, we have had to postpone going to the prisons for a while. I would ask you to pray that we have laid a strong foundation for these inmates, that they would stand strong in Christ, and when they are finally released, that they would live their lives to bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. Also pray for us, that we remain faithful as leaders, that the love of Christ can be seen in our lives as we serve in this ministry. I'm so thankful that God could use a guy like me. I've struggled since childhood with all the temptations to sin that Satan could throw at me. I gave in to a lot of them, but by the grace of God, I am not in prison myself. I really think my background has allowed God to use me to reach out to others who have made a mess of their lives, to show in some small way how God can forgive and save them as He did for me. One thing CR has taught me, hurt people hurt people. I was hurt as a young man, so I was hurting others also. I finally found someone who loves me just as I am. His name is Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you guys for giving that report. As you can see and hear, there's a number of great stories of what God is doing in the prisons through Celebrate Recovery. Just last week, I had another prisoner who his wife asked for the material. What are you guys studying with my husband? And so I sent her all the material that we used. And now she and her husband spend their time on the phone working through the principles of Celebrate Recovery together. Hebrews 13:3 says, "Remember those who are in prison as though you are in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body." Celebrate Recovery Inside has done our best to remember those guys in prison. We are blessed to see God work in their lives. And this is true for all people. All folks who are in prison, whether physically or incarcerated by the prison of secrets, hurts, habits, and hang-ups. The influence of Celebrate Recovery and Celebrate Recovery Inside to families and our community is hard to fathom. Last year, sitting with the guys at Welch one night, I came up with the following description of the effect of Celebrate Recovery Inside. One of the guys agreed that this, what I wrote up, could be their creed. And so this was right around Christmas time when we were talking about bringing light inside to the Welch with Celebrate Recovery. So we wrote this up. "Ask God to come from the outside to the inside, to take me from the downside to the upside, so that the darkness that was inside is now outside and the light that was outside is now inside. Now you must go from the inside to the outside to carry the light to those imprisoned on the outside so they can have the same light you have on their inside and enjoy life on the upside." So that's our creed at Welch. The guys really enjoyed that. My final challenge is this. For the past 7 years, we have taken the light of the gospel, the light of healing to a number of communities, drug court, rehab centers, other churches, state agencies, the judicial system, prisons, juvenile centers, our community and communities around the world. However, the one community that's been hard to pierce and the one that probably breaks our heart the most is the community of our own church. We have people who are hurting. Now you may say, "Jim, I don't know what you mean. We support you very well." And I will say financially, we are blessed beyond measure. And I have a number of great volunteers who are there every week. But I know hurts, habits, hang-ups, and secrets cuts across all members of society. And our church family is not exempt from that. We can become prisoners to our secrets. Our secrets can own us. And I know we have folks in our church who are hurting. So the other day, it's been a few weeks ago, sitting at Welch on a Monday afternoon with four guys at the courthouse. We have just finished a moral inventory. And so we needed to talk through some things. And one of these guys, a tough old fella, he said, "Jim, for years I did not know how to love. I did not know how to receive love. I held on to secrets all my life. This process and what you guys have taught me has helped me to let go of my secrets in a safe place, and I'm no longer owned by those things." And that got a great discussion going amongst the group about the power of secrets in our lives and how they can own us. So thinking about that, I wrote a poem, and I would like to share that with you. "There are secrets that a man will keep, secrets of pain and shame that hide in the deep. These secrets become the soul of a man. They will not let him rest, whether awake or asleep. They change a boy from living free to become a man lost in a darkened valley of shadows where only demons creep. How does a man escape the prison of secrets, of pain and shame that hide in cells of darkness so deep? Confession is the only way. Confess to yourself, to God, and someone you trust your secrets to keep. The power of secrets comes from unconfessed sin and unmentioned hurt. In isolated darkness, these two meet. Open the cell door with truth on your lips and courage in your heart. Then the God of all comfort and freedom you will greet. Walk free, my brother, for the power of secrets is forever broken. Their memory now just a token. Now go rest well in your sleep." I wrote that poem, shared it with the guys, and it's been a powerful reminder to them that we must live in truth and we must let our secrets go. We are living in a time right now where people are in fear of contracting the coronavirus. Yet there are so many who live in greater fear that their secrets will be revealed. They live in fear, hoard up hurt, anger, isolation, pain, because they hold on to those secrets. Celebrate Recovery is the antidote to this fear. Come and join us when the quarantine is lifted and let Jesus truly become a higher power you can trust and find freedom in. I want to thank you for your time today. I pray you are well and that we can return to our normal life very soon. Until then, think about what we discussed today. And I pray that if you are hurting, if you're struggling with a habit or a hang-up, or if you are carrying secrets, today may be the day you start on a road of sanity and recovery. I would like to finish with reading the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is and not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Once again, thank you, church, for your support. And keep praying for our team. We have a lot of work to do once this is lifted. And we look forward to what God will continue to do at Welch and the juvenile centers and in our own CR here at the church. Thank you.
As our last song this morning, what a fitting song to kind of go with the theme of the service today, I Surrender All. If you have any of those hurts, habits, or hang-ups or secrets that you need to surrender to Jesus, you can do it right there in your home. You don't have to be in a building that says church on the front. You can do it right there where you're standing or sitting. I encourage you to do that. I'm going to pray real quick, and then we'll sing this last song together. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, humbled even now during this time by your presence, God. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that have issues or hurts, habits, and hang-ups or secrets that we haven't surrendered to you, God. I pray that during this song, and during our time together as a family, I pray that you just allow us to surrender all to you, God. Lord, I pray that during this craziness and chaos of life that we have going on, that you can further your kingdom and further your gospel. Now is the time for the church to rise and show that we are not just a building, that we are the people of God. So, Lord, I pray that you just bless us this evening, or bless us this morning, and allow us to really show your glory. In Jesus' name I pray.
I surrender.
do that chorus one more time.
I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
We're going to do that chorus one more time. It's such an awesome time for us to worship and just surrender all to Jesus. So sing it together with us.
I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
I pray that you all have been encouraged this morning as we've had this opportunity to worship together through singing, through giving, and through hearing about the ministry of Celebrate Recovery Inside. Thank you to each one of these men, for Steve, for Bob, for Tony, for Jim, sharing about how the Lord has worked in that ministry. It's so great to hear about that and continue to be praying for them as they continue to minister to these people in the upcoming days. A few announcements I'd like to close with this morning is, first off, we are taking an offering for Chris and Lynn Strange. Chris had a surgery here not too long ago where he had fallen and had some issues with his head and some bleeding around his brain. So be praying for them. And we're also taking up an offering from March 22nd to March 29th to help them with all the medical costs and expenses. During this time, they've also moved, so there's a lot of things going on in their family. We want to be a blessing and an encouragement to them through this offering. Also, do remember to tune in on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Grow class. And then this coming week, do be looking for youth and children's services. They'll be becoming available to you guys throughout this week. And I'd like to close now with a reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You all have a blessed week.